As I said earlier on, as we started the service, sometimes your plans have to go out the window. You know what I'm saying? Our plans were right out the window. Well, that's how I've really been feeling this week. And I'm going to give you an open and honest reflection this morning. And I believe in being real, right? I don't see the point in trying to cover up or trying to hide how we're feeling, because if I know how I'm feeling this week, then I've got to put it that you might be feeling exactly the same as me, and maybe worse. And when this whole episode with Craig started to unfold, I genuinely thought he'd been in the hospital for a couple of days, and then this gallstone thing would fix, and the pancreas thing would fix, and he'd be back. I even wouldn't be that well, and Vic was going to have to look after him as well as look after the baby and everything else, and you think, fair enough. But as things started to progress, and ultimately that phone call that Victoria phoned me on Friday to say, John, Craig's gone for an operation right now, and it's critical moment this. My honest reaction was to cry out to God. Struggling with the idea, I want him to recover, I want him to be better, I don't want him to be getting worse. God, what's happening? Because this is hard. And just as I'm praying that, and as I'm broken, my phone pings with a text message for Craig. And I'm like, he's on his way to theatre, what's he doing? And he sent me a selfie, which if you know Craig, he doesn't do selfies. But he asked for prayer. And he recognised that this was on God's hands, right? And I was like, what faith this guy has got, what faith, I've spoken about it recently. What an example you guys have been to us, and I'm thinking, but I'm crying out to God, saying, God, what are you doing? What's happening here? This is too hard. I'm not up for this again. And the big question was, how can I have maximum faith in this moment? How can we have maximum faith in this moment when we're facing a maximum trial and test in each of our lives right now? Even a test of faith. And my heart for this past week has been crying out to God for somebody that I care about deeply and that I love. And I know for a fact you echo that, right? And through just a couple of simple verses that I want to bring this morning, I want us to see this morning before we go any further, it's all right to shout up at God, right? It's all right to ask these big questions when we're going through these circumstances. Because we can see in Scripture a pattern. If you look in the book of Psalms, and we're going to look at this as we go through this morning, is that multiple times it tells us, I cried out to the Lord. I cried out to the Lord. I cried out to the Lord. And if it's all right for David, it's all right for us, right? Because I'm recognising that the only thing, I suppose, that I can do at this moment is to cry. I've cried big cries. God's heard my big shouts. He's heard my big questions. And I honestly want you to know right now that it's okay. It's all right to be in that position. God's much bigger than us. He can take it. In fact, as we cry out to him, as we'll see in this passage, he hears our cries. And for me, that's what's really made the difference. God's no offended or surprised by your cries when it comes from the depths of where we are. And that's the verses that I want us to look at today. Two verses to start with from Psalm 130. And they simply say this, out of the depths I cry out to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice and let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord, hear my voice and let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. Sorry, I came prepared. I remember years ago hearing a guy speak at a youth event that I was at. I was just a young teenager at the time, and I was helping at this event that happened in Hamilton College. And this guy was a proper God guy, missionary, serving God in another part of the world. And you would have thought, this guy's got it all together. This, and that, unfortunately, we kind of create this mask, right, that people with faith have got it all together, and people of faith, no, that's no true, right? I'll never forget this guy saying, it's okay to have big questions. It's okay to have big shouts. It's okay to have big doubts. It's okay to have big frustrations. It's even okay to have a lack of faith. When you're going through situations and circumstances that are overpowering you and overwhelming you, it's okay because God is there. I remember as a young person thinking, that's so reassuring. He specifically looked at the whole area of doubt, but all these things made sense to me. And in times when things are uncertain, when we don't know what's going to happen, even in the next minute, never mind in the next day or next week, how can we have maximum faith? What does that look like? You see, sometimes we expect faith to be in a big moment. We expect it to be in a big experience. We expect it to be in a big testimony or a big victory. But I want to tell you today that big faith and maximum faith can equally be seen in the times where we're crying out. The times where we're looking out, believing. When my faith seems small, God's listening. God's there. God is working. And we see that in the first line of this psalm. Out of the depths I cry to you. In the start of this psalm, it doesn't come up with, here's the answer to your problems, here's what's going to happen next. We see the reality of the psalmist saying, here's my real position right now. And this is from this position, this is what I'm crying out to you from, God. And God knows, right? And I want to tell you that today. It doesn't come up with any certainty. It doesn't come up with any big promise. It doesn't encompass the reality of the situation, what this person was going through. But the reality is, every single one of us in this room will know what your depth is and where it is that you're crying out to today. It might be from a place of grief. It might be from a place of hurt. It might be from a place of anxiety and depression and darkness. It might be from a place of financial stress and no knowing where that next penny is coming from. In the circumstance that we're thinking about today, it might be through illness, unexpected illness, prolonged illness, facing situations that we are trusting doctors who are phenomenal at diagnosing and figuring out and treating everything else, but we don't have power to do anything. But that's where our depth is, and certainly that's where these guys are at this morning. The depth might be from a place of unanswered prayer, because you just don't see what's going to happen next. Fear about the future, and actually your depth might be from total exhaustion, because things have been so heavy and it's hard to see what's going to happen. It tells us here, out of the depths I cry to you. I got a phone call this week from a wee lady that comes to our church sometimes, Isabel. She sits up at the back. She says, John, my husband passed away on Tuesday unexpected. 66-year-old. And we're now looking to plan a Thanksgiving service for him. This week we're going to be taking time to give God thanks for Avril's life, Ian's daughter. Yesterday, Big Derek was in my heart. And I know he was in your hearts as well. 4 years since he passed. Still don't understand that, right? But I've seen God do things through it. But out of the depths, out of this moment where we ultimately have Craig in a hospital bed at the moment, relying on a team to literally monitor him minute by minute, moment by moment, and watching for any changes or anything. Out of our depths, we're crying out this morning, and we've already done that, and thank you to everybody who prayed out loud, but I know there was a million people praying internally as well. And as it says, this isn't a new thing. Psalm 18 verse 6 says, in my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. Psalm 34 and 7 says, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them. Psalm 77 and 1 says, I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. Psalm 142 verses 1 and 2 says, I cried aloud to the Lord. I lift my voice to the Lord for mercy. Psalm 107, multiple times, it repeats the same phrase in this passage. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. And that's why I'm coming this morning, church, and saying we need to cry out to God today. We see it repeated, and we see how God delivers in it. And I don't know if when we pray these prayers, we've got an expectation of a quick fix. The idea that things are going to move on quickly. But what if in what we're experiencing just now we realize that God is with us in this moment and through this moment, and actually there's no need to rush from his presence today. It's a place of safety. Putting your life in his hands. And the realization that we're actually, none of us are okay in reality. And God already knows that. So what's the cry of your heart today? The idea of crying out actually is an act of faith in itself. We're not just crying out into space, into a void. We're not just crying out thinking, oh, well, hopefully someday will hear us. Think about this. We're crying out to the God who created everything and holds everything in his hands. That's who we're crying out to. That's how I can have hope, even when everything seems hopeless. When I turn to him for help, when I feel helpless, when I cry to him, it's an act of faith. And it's an act of faith that every single one of us can experience. When hope feels distant, when sometimes turning towards God is difficult, sometimes it's easy to turn away from him in moments like this. But a move closer to God is a step of faith. I wonder if you believe that today. And as I said, I'm quite an emotional guy. I can't help it, right? Can't. Don't know where I try and hold myself together right now, and it just doesn't work. But see, actually physically crying, it's all right, by the way. Don't know why we hold it in. You ever notice when you hold it in, it's Sarah? Is that just me? You hold it on your throat and your chest. It's weird. And actually crying out to God might get a bit messy. It might feel pretty vulnerable. It might be quite raw. But the brilliant thing is there's no need to hide. There's no need to be ashamed. There's no need to be anyone else but you when you're talking to God, because he knows you. And he knows your heart and he knows your mind. We've been thinking about that. And ultimately, there might be tears, there might be silence, there might be shouts, there might be few words, there might be arrow prayers, Lord help, two words. That might be all you can give. And God's not looking for perfect, polished prayers when you're crying out to him. He's looking for honest from the heart prayers. And we should be able to do that. Literally in a moment. And then from these verses, I want us to realize that maximum faith today is believing that God has heard my cry. He's heard your cry. And ultimately I'm living and I'm believing in his will in the next steps. His ways in the next steps, whatever that looks like. And we see that in the verse. It says, let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. Basically, Lord, I'm laying it all before you. God, I'm trusting your way and will over mine. Whatever happens, that's maximum faith. That's total trust. And I want to ask you today, do you believe that? Have you experienced that? Do you know that? Because as we read the rest of the psalm in verses 5 to 7, we actually see a line that's repeated over and over. And normally when something's repeated, it's there to get our attention and to let us see the importance of it. And what is it that's repeated in these verses from verse 3 to 5? It's this phrase, I wait for the Lord. It's hard to wait, innit? It's hard to wait for anything, never mind in moments like this. But what we are saying today is we are waiting for God. We are trusting in God. Our faith is in God. And ultimately waiting isn't a sign of weakness. It's faith, it's perseverance, and it's endurance. When we're going through the most difficult times, it says, I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits. And in his word, I put my hope. The psalm that I read earlier said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he turned to me, and he heard my cry, and he lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God, and many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false God. But many, Lord my God, are the wonders that you have done, the things you have planned for us. None can compare with you. And were I to speak and tell of your deeds, there would be too many to declare. Having maximum faith when things are hard and tough, and when we don't understand what's going on, and we just believe, and we commit, and we pray, and we cry out, and we shout, and we wait. And saying, God, it's over to you. And Tuesday night when we had our prayer time together, we had just finished praying. And Scott Stewart got a text from Craig. And it simply said, God's got this. That's big faith, isn't it? And we have to believe that. Because I do have faith today in a God who heals, a God who provides, a God who protects, and a God who gives us strength when we need it most. Hebrews chapter 11 tells us what faith is. And sometimes in our lives, we go through it and our faith's based on feelings, right? It's never going to work if your faith is based on feelings alone. Because if you're anything like me, my feelings change hour by hour. But God doesn't change, and our faith in him can be solid no matter what we face. But Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. That's faith. And that's the faith that we cry out today. Psalm 46 says these words, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Do you know that's what's keeping us going now? Craig, knows God is with him. Vic knows God is with him. This family know that God is with them in this moment. Church, I want you to know that God is with you in this moment. Whatever your depth is, God is there, an ever-present help. He will never leave you. He's always with you. What a promise. And as a result of that, what does the passage tell us? Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. I'm telling you, last week, that's how I felt. As if the mountains had literally fallen into the sea. As if my fear had been swiped away from me and my heart broke when I heard what was going on. And you look at this situation, you think, this is massive. Massive. And I don't want to embarrass her again, but Victoria, your faith through this is unbelievable. I get to speak to you pretty much every day. And I don't just see that faith, I hear that faith. Verse 3, though its waters roam and four and the mountains quake with their surging, it then says, well, actually, here's where God kicks in. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fail. God will help her at break of day, and I believe that today. Verse 6, nations are in an uproar. If you've watched the news any time this past week, how true is that? Kingdoms fall, and he lifts his voice, and the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And verse 8, and this is my prayer, right? We talked about it on Tuesday. But verse 8 says, come and see what the Lord has done. Right? Come and see what the Lord has done. My prayer on Tuesday night was that one day, just as Peter stood and he told that crowd how God broke the chains, opened the doors and got him out of prison. My prayer is that Craig will stand on this platform and tell you his journey of faith and what God has done through what's happened today. Right? That's my prayer. That's my prayer, and I'm not believing any less. Because it tells us he makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear, and he burns the shield with fire. But verse 10 is a verse that I want us to go away from here today as we go out of our depths, as we pray out of our depths, as we cry out of our depths. And we've shared this verse many times. It says, be still and know that I am God. The Lord Almighty is with us. So maximum faith in times like this requires spending time in God's presence, recognizing the reality of the situation, but handing it to him and say, God, I want you to do a miracle. I want you to bring peace when there shouldn't be peace. I want you to bring strength when I'm feeling weak. I want you to comfort me when my heart is broken. I want you to lift me up when I need to see the next step and where you want me to go. God, I want you to be everything to me in this moment because I cry out to you. Hear my prayer. And then we wait. Let's pray. Increase our faith, we pray. As we cry out to you, God, from the depths. Maximize our faith today, Lord, because we can see who you are, what you've done in the past, what you're doing right now, and we're believing for the future. I pray for Craig this very second. That even, Lord, as he's on that ventilator, and even though the staff are having to monitor him so closely, that right now he would feel a supernatural presence that he's never felt before, Lord. That your peace would fill his whole body, and that your healing hand would be upon him. Because we cry out to you today. We recognize, Lord, those in even in this room right now whose depths might not even be known by anybody else. I thank you, Lord, that you tell us that we can cry out to you. In every passage we see, it says, you hear. And that brings real assurance. In the times where we feel that we're alone and we feel things are too hard, I'm thankful, Lord, that today you are with us. Help us to be still and know that you are God. Help us, Lord, to throw up our hands and worship and praise you when it's hard. And praise you again and praise you again. We pray these things and ask, Lord, that as a result of us being here today, our lives have been changed because we're closer to you. We pray these things in your name. Amen.